Blog Talk Radio.
You
bang bang
bang bang, we live again right here, PSA motherfucking radio. We are live and direct again. Dre, what's good, my G?
What's good, my G?
Man, listen.
It's been a crazy weekend of wild shit, my dude.
Crazy, crazy, crazy weekend what we got going on, bro. Dre, give me 1 second, man. Okay?
Yes,
one
sir.
1 second. All right.
You should probably see a 314 number. I think he's calling from a different number, too. Because he had called my jack from a different number. I didn't know what the fuck that was. 314 area code.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, I just want to let the world know Swave Seva interview is live. Just want the world to know, as well as, I don't know, this little interview that happened not too long ago, but it is with Surf and Verb. That one, once again, is live.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How you doing?
I think we're moving out here. I think we're moving out here.
So
I'm going to text Matt right now.
Yeah, I think he's calling from a different number than his original number, because his phone number that I have, he called me from a 314 number, but it's a different number, though.
Okay.
Is he on? Because I told him to call. Is he on?
No, he's not on right now. No one's on right now.
Let me text him in the meantime. Hold on.
All right, cool.
Yo, Timbo.
Yo.
Yo, Timbo.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
Yo, can you hear me? Yo, 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 yo. Yo.
Dre. Yo. Yo, can you hear me?
Yo, can you? Yeah, yeah. What's good? Yo.
Hold on. Hold on, hold on. What's the number again?
929-477. 3170.
Yeah, because this nigga is 31. I just texted him. So, yeah, man. I think when they say battle rap is dead, shit, we keeping it alive. A lot of media people is keeping it alive. I'm not gonna diss media, even if I don't fuck with certain people. They all need it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But media's really been live this whole weekend. So, shout out to all media, even if I don't even fuck with some of y'all niggas. Shout out to the whole media that's been covering. You know what I mean?
Fact, man. Yo, we got a crazy part two about to happen right now. We broke the part one already. And
hold on. Who broke it again?
That would be us, my friend.
Okay, my bad.
And we're going to get this man on the phone when he calls up. He's calling from a 314, correct?
Yes, sir.
From a 314, yeah. Okay, cool.
I'll tell you
so
what
I'm waiting for that.
314. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's cool. I think I got that. So we got this guy calling up. But yes, Dre, we broke it. We broke this story that dropped.
Mm-hmm.
This part two is about to be crazy. I think we've had a lot of time for people to weigh in, right, Dre? Like, a lot of people have weighed in, said what they had to say. And this man is going to come on and then kind of close everything out, I guess you could say. Put everything in. What he's doing, what he's feeling right now. Is he battling ever again on this league? Is he going to take this? You know, what's going on? You know what I mean?
My nigga, I'm going to say this again, bro. And I don't know if you feel me on this, because I was trying to say this to Surf also when we interviewed him earlier. That I think URL needs to have a sit-down meeting, one pick a weekend, like a Friday and Saturday or Saturday and Sunday. It might sound corny. Get these niggas in the room, pause. And get them to some type of conference, and everybody just sit down and hash out what they got to hash out, man, from league owners to battle rappers.
You get them, do you get them all, or do you get kind of the ambassadors of the certain regions? Do you get
the
Verve?
You're absolutely right.
You get like the Verve.
Give me the names. Give me the names that you have there, Timbo.
Who would I have from the Midwest? I'm gonna have Verve from the Midwest.
Hitman
Pseudo.
From Verve and Hitman.
Verve and Hitman. Oh yeah, because I guess Hitman does obviously have the most problems.
You gotta be there, bro. Yeah.
Verve and Hitman, I would have there. Detroit, I don't know. Who would we really have from
Cal.
Detroit? What, like
Calico.
Cal? You want to have Cal there?
Yep.
Would you have Cal
I have
there?
Cal, yeah.
Okay, Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have Surf and Arsenal there for Jersey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we would have to have more. But let's get this man on right now. We had this man on a couple of days ago. Let's get him on right now. B motherfucking Magic. What's good, Magic?
What up, what up?
What's good,
going
Magic?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you good.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. What's the word?
24 hours later, my nigga. What's the word? You tell us, man. What's going on, man? You got shit going in a frenzy, my nigga.
Oh, wonder bullshit.
Hold on.
Just a second.
Man. Yeah.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
All right, you can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, a whole bunch of bullshit.
You dropped the verse today, the first round versus Av, and right before you dropped it, saying obviously this battle's not going to happen. You're putting your bars out. Is that for sure? This battle is not going
like,
to happen anymore.
Look, you know what? Honest truth, I talked to Norbs earlier today.
Uh huh.
So you know what I'm saying? It was a good conversation. No lie. But I just can't make no decision off that conversation. Feel me? So
mm-hmm.
I told him I'd you know, take a little time to think about it, because after all this bullshit, yeah, that's a lot of thinking.
Yeah.
You know what
break
I'm
that
saying?
Break
so,
that down, Magic. What you mean? Break that down.
As in all this bullshit. As in the on stage speech, the
mm-hmm.
the motherfucking all these blogs that keep going on, the motherfucking hate mail.
Hate mail.
All this shit. All the shit on my timeline. Let me tell you something, bro. I had to start a new Facebook page because so many motherfuckers was in my inbox on my timeline. All notifications from different groups popping up. I started a whole new page. Friends and family only. I'm not adding not one fan. If I know you a fan, I'm blocking your ass. But that's, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy, because, like, I'd rather have a peaceful timeline, so I just added all my family.
Magic,
go ahead, Dre.
Go ahead, Timbo.
I was going to say, what was your first reaction when you heard that, obviously, what was said on stage, you saw the Pray for St. Louis tweet, you heard, you know, some of the actual staff start talking, what was your reaction? Okay.
I thought it was petty. I thought, you know, niggas was just in their feelings. You know what I'm saying? I ain't take it personal or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and B's don't be having too many problems or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just we had a misunderstanding one time, and he just took it a little too far. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you let feelings get involved like that, you know what I'm saying? Shit, yeah. Shit like that happened. But, you know what I'm saying? It just sound like, like on stage, it just sound like slander and disrespect, though. You know what I'm saying? But I guess I don't know. But that's come from niggas like thinking that me and Ill is in cahoots. You know what I'm saying? So that shit is nonsense, man. I don't understand that either.
Here's what I've learned.
Since I ain't going into detail about what I got going. A lot of niggas just take it their own way. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you niggas got some questions to ask, niggas, ask them shits.
I got you. Here's what I've learned, and me and Timbo have learned within 24 hours, that some fans is like, well, damn. And Beasley, too, we interviewed Beasley also yesterday. So from Beasley to the fans, they're like, well, damn, Magic, why are you doing interviews? Well, damn, Magic, why are you on the timeline if you got some catastrophic going on back in St. Louis?
You know,
well, damn, Magic,
why you ain't fly
to the battle?
That's the main reason I did the shit. How the fuck fuck you gonna tell me how busy I can be? You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, because I'm on the internet don't mean shit, nigga. My phone works in my hand, so that mean I can text some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time I replied to some nigga, that was the whole bait. That was the whole purpose. Oh, you niggas want to just say anything. You know what I'm saying? Just because I ain't never, look, this the first time somebody didn't show up and this shit went this wild. Like, it ain't never been like this. It ain't never been like this. Boy, I done seen some motherfuckers no show and it was just that. These niggas didn't show, though. These niggas ain't calling none. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas just didn't show. You know what I mean? But, you know, when I don't show, it's a whole motherfucking World War III online. So I don't be getting it, man. They just, I don't know, man. I just think that somebody, they just wanted somebody to point the finger at, and I was the nigga today. You know what I'm saying? I was the nigga this weekend, should I say.
Do you regret putting all the shit that people... Yeah.
Do I regret it? No, I can write another one.
Yeah, yeah.
That ain't, that's light. You know what I'm saying? Like, I write all the time. That ain't no problem. Niggas talk about, look, this is the crazy part. First, they say I wasn't ready. Then I put the round out, no slips or nothing. Oh, he reading off paper. You know what I'm saying? I ain't reading now. It's just whack. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
yeah.
Fans got their own, you know what I'm saying, opinions and shit. So I just learned to ignore their ass. But, you know what I'm
but
saying?
Magic,
today I've been
the only thing,
like
the only thing as Magic, as a fan, because me and Timbo fuck with you heavy, and I say this respectfully, the only thing I think, and once again, I think
like
the fans is looking at, like, when you was being, when you was doing the interview yesterday, they felt you was, you know, he's laughing and acting like, because, you know, like you said, fans take this shit serious. Battle rap fans,
yeah,
we crazy savages. You know what I mean?
I'm a silly nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm a silly nigga. I always been silly. You know what I'm saying? So I keep it 100, though. Like, one thing niggas can't say is Magic don't keep it. They can't say I don't keep it 100. Nigga, I keep everything 100. You know what I'm saying? So for niggas to say I'm laughing and all this shit, they just trying to come up with extra excuses on saying why I didn't show up. Everything I say is giving them reason to say, oh, he wasn't ready, or, you know what I'm saying, the situations that have been popping up, or Verb and Hitman stopped them coming. Man, I don't know what the fuck these niggas talk about, but it's a whole bunch of accusations online that, you know what I'm saying, I don't know where that shit coming from.
So, was Beasley lying when he spoke and kind of gave his reasons about, you know, him offering you extra money, this and that?
No, he just told his side of the story.
Okay. Okay.
It's a lot of other shit that wasn't spoke on. You know what I'm saying? Like, my reason for not accepting it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole thing, like, look, if my nigga wanted to pull out a, you know what I'm saying, he wanted to get on a radio show and tell his reason, that's cool. Now, the reason I didn't take the money is because it wasn't no extra money. You feel what I'm saying? It wasn't no extra money. It was for another battle. I didn't want to be locked in for another battle. And from what I was told, you know what I'm saying, from what I was told, the money was going to be there a certain time. When that certain time ain't get there, I just got to take care of what I got to take care of before I get out. You know what I'm saying? Before I leave, the situation was never I'm not coming. The situation was I can't make it out here right now. I got to handle this situation, and we get rescheduled. As simple as that, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't here to point no finger at nobody or nothing. You know what I'm saying? But you could just tell that people was kind of saucy about the situation of me not coming. So I understand their feelings, but shit, you know, all the extra shit, you know what I'm saying? Pull your phones out, record this, man. I can honestly say, man, that shit corny. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question.
That's another reason that leads me to the idea of, like, I don't think I can do business with that no more.
Whoa, man, what you saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You telling me, Timo, you can't work with URL? Is that what you saying?
after all this shit, bro, you got to understand, I'm the nigga that's on the other end of it. Y'all seeing the y'all end, but I'm taking the backlash, you feel me? All this shit is built up around my name, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the only nigga that did this in history. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, nigga, I called and let you know. You know what I'm saying? I called and let you know, bro. I am here. The mayor got a family problem. Hey, yo, is it a money issue? What you need? Yeah. I told him what I need. He said, all right, give me about 12. 12, get there. Just get on a plane and we got you. Nah. I told you I got a problem back at the crib. I can't be in New York taking care of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't, look, you know what I'm saying? I don't get it, man. Like, after I said all this shit, like, I can't come and all that, only thing niggas heard was, so we can't pay you to come? Hey, look, man. Look, bro. Yeah. It could have worked out. I could have been there. But, you know what I'm saying, false promises get made real quick, and, you know, people talk before they can, you know what I'm saying, really try to get something happening. They talk too fast, and the shit don't get off too quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, when time was to come, when you promised me, you just give me to this time. Just give me to this time, Magic. And I gave you to that time, and you ain't own up to it? Like, that's not my fault, my nigga.
So they were supposed to pay you? They were supposed to pay you then prior to you going, instead of you going there.
The only reason, right, look, this is the whole point, my nigga. Mm-hmm. This is the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't really want to, I ain't asked for no more money. They suggested. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Is it a problem? Can we help you? You know what I'm saying? I didn't say, yeah, man, I got some problems over here. Can y'all do this for me? I didn't ever say that, bro. I just told them I had a situation that I need to stay home for, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they took it amongst themselves. Is it a, you know what I'm saying, financial problem? Hey, my nigga, I ain't going to stunt. Yeah, it is a situation at the crib. But, look, it's a reason I don't tell nobody nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because battle rap is a motherfucker. If I would have told him anything about any of my problems, that would have been part of his speech on stage.
I don't respectfully, Magic, I don't think they would put your personal, but you think they put your personal business on stage like that, my nigga?
You say what?
Do you think Beasley and them would have put your personal shit
on? Look, he put his whole version of his conversation on there. So, do I? Shit, I think that would have been part of that conversation. If that was part of the conversation, yeah. I'm not sure, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not sure, I can't say that, but I know one thing, my nigga, I'm not about to tell the culture shit, like, about my personal business, bro, you know what I'm saying, like, you gotta respect that, because you live in it, I'm doing some shit where, say, for instance, it's a lot of fans and shit get, all of a sudden, a lot of info on people, you know what I'm saying? This shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. None of my personal business need to be in the culture. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like none of these niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather keep my business private.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that wasn't the situation, bro. The whole situation was I needed to stay the crib, my nigga. And, you know, they say they was going to send some bread to help the little situation I had going on. And they didn't send it when they said they was going to send it. I can't get on no plane, my nigga, and be in New York all groovy, and the fam got the stale face at the crib.
But Magic, hold on. When we spoke to BZ yesterday, it did sound like, if you're a person listening to that, and I'm not saying you're doing this, my brother, it did sound like it was some type of extortion shit, like, yo, like, send me more bread, and the focus seemed like the money only to the people. All right?
I never suggested bread, bro. I never suggested it. They said something about bread. Honest truth, my nigga. Anybody here say, hey, you need it? Shit, sure. I ain't gonna act like it won't help.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't need extra money?
Facts.
Nigga, any of you niggas right now, somebody call you out and say, you need extra money? You gonna say damn right. Who gonna turn down some money, nigga?
Yeah.
You know, I never tried to push that towards them like that, but when I say, when you tell me give you to a certain time and you ain't hold up on it, my nigga, what I supposed to do? Do I supposed to, okay, bet. Just come out of town. Now, he say that, you know, I was acting like I ain't gonna get the money when I get there. It ain't that ain't even the situation. But if you just told me to wait to 12 and you ain't do it, the thing I'm knowing is, man, I don't want to do no scrambling. I just want to, you know what I'm saying, get my situation out the way, which I did, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And keep it pushing.
So, Magic,
bro.
Hold on, Magic.
We could reschedule that anytime.
So what was your conversation with Norbs? How did that end, though? You said you had a conversation with Norbs. How did that end?
Respectful.
Hmm.
He was like, you know what I'm saying? He was asking, because I told him I was going to send that bread back. But he was like, you know what I'm saying? He'd rather just have make the battle happen. And I said, you know what, bro? After all this shit, all this shit going on the internet, man, it's kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of fucked up. You know, it'll look real fucked up if I get back on that stage after all that shit happened. You know what I'm saying? It'll look like, oh, nigga, he said all that shit, and you back on that stage, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Pray for St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
What you trying to call me? You know what I'm saying? What are you trying to say with that?
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to say? Some crackheads over here or something? You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody run off with nobody money, man. I had a respectful conversation. Look, bro. They talk about they had documents that they could show everybody. Look, man, that document say, hey, look, bro, I ain't going to be able to make it. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry about the last minute shit. You know, I got to stay home with fam. I'm sorry about this, bro. I'm going to make it up real nigga shit. That's the document. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do that sound like? It sound like a nigga trying to be real with you, and he's keeping it 100 and saying, he can't do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want it to happen. It's just, you know, I got to take care of the situation, bro. It's important. And
you know,
we can get back
we're
to
here. That. You're talking about.
If
you know,
I was
this,
DNA
this
a Charlie Clip somebody, this wouldn't be happening.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be happening if I was one of they homeboys.
It just seems like, you know, man, it feels like it's URL versus St. Louis, and I hate that shit. I wish niggas could really
look,
just,
let me tell
you know what I mean?
This what I know. Look, I'm cool with Verb. I'm cool with Hitman. I'm cool with Ill. But when have y'all heard all them names together?
Yeah.
When have y'all, you know what I'm saying? They're my niggas, cuz. Well, we don't travel together. You know what I'm saying? We don't do none of that, my nigga. Like, out of all this time, bro, you ain't never had no problems out of me. I showed up even when, look, bro, it's been times that they gave me money up front before, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's not the problem. With no contracts. And I showed up, no problem. I ain't even signed a contract. I could have flaked on them. Nah, bro, I'm going to make sure I be there. Out of 5 years, I have one family situation. I had more of them. But I still came. But if I feel that this is more important than the other ones and I need to stay, that's what I'm going to do. Shouldn't be no discussion. Like, you know, not, well,
yeah.
It should be a discussion, but let me reframe that. But it shouldn't be no,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, big trip off of it. You know
public,
what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
If a nigga tell me, if a nigga tell me it's a family, if a nigga tell me it's a family situation, look, bro, I can't do nothing but respect you, my nigga. Let's just make it up the best way possible. I understand it was the, you know what I'm saying, like, prior to the show and shit. You know, I apologize for all that shit, but I already apologized for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't about to keep on saying sorry. Why you on it? If you on the internet, and what if you got a family situation, and you on the internet all day, how you don't know if I took care of it already? Now y'all just doing extra shit to make me not want to come.
That,
it went
man,
from, I'm going to make it up to, I don't even want to come no more.
Damn, Magic's like that, my nigga. Like, you thinking about, like, you want some shit like parting ways type shit?
My nigga, look, hey, bro, I respect them, but I rather respect them from a distance. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this shit ain't even called for. I'm like, come on, my nigga, this battle rap, cuz. Any nigga say a life situation, go, man, do your motherfucking deal, bro. Go take care of your fam, nigga. Get it back at me ASAP. I never once said I wasn't going to do the battle until today.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, bro. There's a whole bunch of other shit that got to go along with this shit. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to put nobody business out because I ain't that type of nigga. I ain't the type of nigga to, you know what I'm saying, get on there and say what type of conversation we had and none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just say, you know, what I feel. Y'all told me to come on the show and tell why I didn't come. I came on the show and told y'all. That what started the whole situation. Oh, you got on the internet and did it. Oh, he responded to what I said. My nigga, I didn't say nothing to, like, incriminate you or something, nothing like that. I just kept it 100. He just got amped off of it, and, you know, he acted before he thought.
And here's my thing. You're talking about, the business going forward is something that you talked about. The business going forward is something that you talked about. It's a little in limbo. So I'm saying, just as a scenario, you know, Summer Madness 6 is coming up. Is that even in discussion? If you were to get called for it, would that be something that you would be willing to listen to?
I like money.
Here, Magic, go.
But do it for the love first, Magic. I know you love the money, my nigga, but do it for the love first.
Hey,
nigga,
you,
real,
hell, I ain't doing no Summer Madness for no love. Nigga, that's a lot of money. Hey, look, if a nigga do Summer Madness for the love, they dumb as shit. Look, that's too many people, too much money. I'm going to keep it 100, my nigga. That's a lot of people. Summer Madness, that's a lot of tickets sold. Over $100 per ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I won't. Yeah. You ain't about to get no 3 rounds, 2 minutes from me in on no Summer Madness. 3 rounds,
Damn.
2 minutes on Summer Madness? That's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Everything gonna be a full battle on Summer Madness. You gotta know that.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah, you know how niggas rap on Summer Madness. Niggas be having stories.
Yeah. I guess it could happen. It could happen. It's a situation.
I'm keeping it 100, man. If it's good, if it's some good business, you know what I'm saying. If motherfuckers, man, I don't know, bro. Honest truth, my nigga, you gotta understand, bro. What type of shit I've been seeing the last couple of days, just because I had to take care of a situation, my nigga. If this was you, you'll feel just like me. You should see some of the shit these people say. And I ain't even talking about the staff. You know what I'm saying? This shit is just crazy. Now, for you to, you know what I'm saying, just basically get everybody off your back and, you know what I'm saying, put them on mine. Yo, I guess that's how you do it, you know. Save your ass mode, I guess. I don't know. But, you know what I'm saying? I just think that it was out of anger, my nigga. And, you know, when you see niggas do shit out of anger, they don't think first, bro. So
no,
you know, I can't
not.
Just say
definitely
that
not.
Was, yeah. I can't just say that was, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. He meant it at the time, but I don't know.
So, Magic, let me ask you a question. Do you think we'll see you on URL after the year, between now and December, going to the end of the year, going into 2017? You think that's going to happen? I hope so. I think it is. Time heals wounds,
I'm
gonna
say
I think,
this.
My nigga.
I'm going to say this. Look, check me out. I'm going to say this. Look, my nigga. I'm going to say this, bro. If I do be on that card, it's just because I felt that I needed to get the ad battle off. Well, besides that, no. If it ain't the ass battle, no. And I'm not sure if I'm doing that.
Oh, wow. Unless it's
you know, okay. So I just rather give people, Look, look, if it was about the money, bro, I'll send your money back, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's not the situation, bro. I get booked all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't the situation. You know what I'm saying? So, I just don't know what the outburst and all this shit for, because, you know, hey, first it was I wasn't ready. Then I was in cahoots and conspiracy and shit. And then you don't supposed to be online if you got a family emergency. Nigga, do you know where you at right now? You was online when you said that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, like, what's wrong with being on the on a phone or on a computer? You know what I'm saying? When you got some free time.
Yeah.
If I got a couple of hours to bullshit around, yeah, I can get on a fucking computer, smoke some weed, and get on the computer.
Is this the first instance that you've seen that there's preferential treatment that you feel for the boys up there as opposed to people, you know, in the Midwest or in St. Louis in particular?
What are you saying? Do I think
Have you seen it before and just not said anything?
If it wasn't me?
Yeah. Even
I've seen a lot of shit before.
Have you seen it before? Okay.
I've seen a lot of shit before that I ain't never spoke on. You know what I'm saying? But with the type of nigga I am, I would never speak on it because that's their business. I ain't gonna try to slander the league. I ain't gonna get on this motherfucker talk about, yeah, fuck URL and all that shit. You know, I ain't gonna do all that, bro. I'm a calm nigga. I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with all that. And when he told me, when my nigga was on the phone, you know what I'm saying, I got kind of frustrated. So when he kept on trying to get me to get on a flight, and I told him that I wouldn't be able to, it kind of got me frustrated. So I started being real sarcastic. You going to be on a flight? Yeah, I'll be there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you going to see. My nigga, I called. Look, the next morning, respectfully, I texted him as soon as I woke up. My nigga, I ain't gonna be able to do it, bro. It's more important here. He say I got my money all up front, you know what I'm saying? And he got his money paid in full, of course. You pushed the battle back 87 times.
Shit.
At one point, on my mama, cuz, at one point, they told me they didn't know if the battle was gonna happen. Oh, yeah, send me my other half.
Oh, shit.
You just plain, in plain
took,
words, say,
took,
man, I'm not shit. What'd you say?
Is that when you were like, yo, send me that other half so I can have my paid in full?
Just to make sure. You know what I'm saying? And after I got my other half, my nigga, the battle got pushed back two more times. Oh, my nigga, that was insurance to get the other half of the bread, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that ain't the case. Like, he got his money paid. You don't say it like I just got my money and saying, fuck y'all, yeah, I got my other half, I ain't going. Nah, you know, that's what it sounded like. Then nigga say, yeah, Young Ill and Magic somewhere riding around with Hitman. Hey, man, this shit is funny.
I think yeah, that shit was kind of wild, my nigga.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, so, man, look, it's all good, but as a man, my nigga, after all that shit happened, and, you know, the backlash came on me like it was the end of battle rap or something, it's crazy. I ain't never seen no outburst like this, bro. I ain't never seen no uproars on no battle rap shit. Like, I'm the shit, my nigga. I am the shit. I'm the only nigga that happened like this. They love me. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, that. All jokes aside, bro, have you ever seen any shit like this online?
I've seen some shit, but I don't know if it was...
I don't know about the URL. I will say that. I haven't seen anything like that from URL. as far as the Pray for St. Louis, the stuff said on stage. I haven't seen that. I'll admit that. I haven't seen that.
That's called slander.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's slander. But that's besides the point. What else y'all want to talk about?
Hey, man, how about those St. Louis Rams coming to L.A. over here?
Yeah, motherfuckers gone. It wasn't good here anyway, goddammit. They ain't been good since 2000.
They hit the playoffs this year, bro. Mark my words.
Marshall Faulk retired, and that shit gone. That day.
Right.
Hey,
yeah,
after Marshall
Faulk
retired, nigga, it was like, peace. But,
That's all right.
You know, real shit.
Real
is real, my nigga. And some shit just shouldn't have happened. It should have been, you know what I'm saying? It should have been worked out on the phone that day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
It should have just worked out on the phone, bro. I could have been there.
Magic, what you think about, me and Timbo was talking about this earlier before you came on. I was thinking, like, I think URL should have a conference with just the battle rappers, just y'all and the Hitmans of the world, the Verbs, Cal, you know, the heavy hitter niggas in there, and people, y'all, whether it's like 3 hours or a fucking weekend, my nigga, everybody hash out their differences and bring it to the table and get this battle rap shit popping, man. I think niggas really need to do that, like a summit, my nigga.
Yeah, I ain't worried about all that shit. I ain't gonna lie. Because it ain't gonna do nothing. Niggas gonna lead out the room and go their separate ways. You know?
Mm.
So, I don't know, man. These niggas, like, in order to do some shit like that, it's going to take some people that's keeping it all the way 100 and up front and, you know what I'm saying, just keeping it real. And, come on, bro. I just don't think niggas keeping it real in this situation.
Because
all this shit, like, you know what I'm saying, left out of the conversation, you know what I'm saying, I think that When you leave out things out of a conversation, that means that's your side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one you're telling. So
who's the one? It's the one person who's really been able to. Go ahead.
I ain't said shit.
Oh, I was gonna say one of the people that really sticks up or has been there since day one, and the first person that I actually knew in this game was O. From Street Status. First person.
That's how I got my flight info.
Ever knew. From no what really?
Oh, it's my nigga. Yeah, that's how I got my flight info. Listen
that's
to me. My nigga say this is what Beasley said on his interview. I listened to the interview. So Beasley say, if you are an artist and you know you're supposed to be leaving out of town, don't you think you're supposed to call and make sure you got your flight shit? My nigga, if you a lead and you have an artist, and you have their plane ticket, don't you think you're supposed to make sure they got it? They go two ways, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You're the league. You're supposed to make sure all your artists make sure they get there on time and make sure they got their flight info. They you know what I'm saying? Make sure they get to the venue correctly and all that shit. You're supposed to check up on your artists to make sure, you know what I'm saying, they everything is in line. Now, that don't mean shit that I ain't had a flight into Thursday, but it do mean something if I wanted somebody to come with me. You know what I'm saying? If somebody's like, hey man, we all want to go out, man, let us know when your flight info. Oh, call me. Hey man, when you leaving? Shit, now that you say it, I ain't got no flight info. O took it amongst itself to go to inbox Norbs. You know what I'm saying? That's all good, my nigga. Like, the flight, you know. And after I got my flight info, fucked up situation popped up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So that's like, I'm not even out like a couple of hours later. You know,
your Twitter blew up.
I called you. Yeah, my Twitter blew up. So I was on there trolling. You know what I'm saying? So, you don't supposed to be on internet. I don't. Shit, I'm about to make 20 more posts.
Let me drop these bars real quick.
Bars.
So hey, well, bars. When you drop, when you plan on dropping round two, when you plan on, yeah.
This is the thing.
Yeah, Magic.
I can rewrite as many rounds ever, my nigga. As quick as I came up with that shit, I can come up with that shit quick again. You know what I'm saying? No, I've been had my, like, what? I've been ready for, like, 2 weeks now. My first, like, I just wrote my third round this week, but the other two rounds was done a week ago. A week and a half ago. I just finished my third round. And that motherfucker was solid. But like, this the thing, man. For me not coming, man, it was a whole bunch of scenarios out there of what could have happened and all that shit, man. It's just simple as this, my nigga. I had to do something, and I was going to make it up. But after all the bullshit and I seen, it got me iffy. You know what I'm saying? It got me like, okay, should I do this shit? Because I ain't never seen nothing like this in battle rap. Maybe because I was never on the end of the stick, but my nigga, I got over 1,000 tweets about this shit, bro.
Yeah.
Got over 1,000 tweets about this shit. You should see my Facebook, though.
Yeah, change that shit.
Damn right. It gets ridiculous.
Damn.
Once you start seeing that shit one day, and that shit crosses over to the third day, and they still acting like it was a day, I'm like, man, you niggas tripping. Like, y'all going off just, look, this the thing. Everybody is mad and upset just due to they only heard one side of the story. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's they only heard Beasley's story, so only thing they can think of is, yeah, he ran off with the money. Oh, he in cahoots with Ill. Bourbon hitman, stop this. Or, you know what I'm saying, or any situation they can come up with in their head to just put a blame on a nigga. I can't say nothing, but my nigga, if you real niggas out there don't understand my situation, shit,
yeah,
I guess you don't have too many situations. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got family problems sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes
well,
it don't
the thing,
land
man.
on the day you want it to land. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you got to take care of it either way it go.
Well, that's the thing, man. That's why we appreciate you, first of all, calling up the other day and calling up now, you know, that's kind of all we wanted to do and to figure out. But honestly, bro, we appreciate you and fuck with you and glad you called up and all that good shit, man. And hope to see you on that stage soon, bro, in all honesty. Keep it real.
Yeah.
All that mushy weird shit, bro. But anyway, go fuck it. Yeah, man, you got to rewrite that first round, bro. I'm going to be dead honest with you.
I spit that same motherfucking round on stage.
This motherfucker right here.
I'll let that nigga rebuttal all of it.
You're going to spit it so he can just rebuttal. Are you going to go first, too? Go first, too. Go first.
Yup, I'm going to go first with my first round is on YouTube right now.
And spit that same fucking round. When can we expect round two, Magic? When's round two coming out?
On the 33rd of February.
This motherfucker right here, bro. This is B motherfucking Magic from St. Louis.
Hey,
get to know him.
I'm silly as a motherfucker, man. Hey.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I just hope everybody calm their motherfucking ass down and they don't know what they're talking about, man. That's all, man.
Yeah.
This shit ain't the end of the world, man.
No, it's
y'all
not.
Just like
it's
a
just
lot of people have
like
fucked up a situation that could have been worked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's all miscommunication. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Everything
well,
miscommunication. Like when he said, you know, like when Cuz say, you know, he offered me some money and shit. All that was miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's all about how you thinking in your head. Only thing, if your money ain't wrapped up, the only thing you thinking is a nigga trying to play me.
Yeah.
I think I ain't never did that in my career.
Magic, right here. B motherfucking Magic from St. Louis.
B motherfucking
Magic. Bro, we appreciate you.
St. Louis.
We appreciate you coming up here, bro. Real shit.
All good, man. I'll come up anytime. No, there's no problem.
Yes, sir. We'll hit you, bro. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to B motherfucking Magic.
Fucking Magic.
We got a special guest calling up here. Of course, this is just how we do. I just want to let people know you will be happy and surprised. So, you know what I mean? It's crazy out here. What do you think about what Magic said? He seemed a lot calmer. I'll say this. He was calm, and this one a little bit more relaxed, just kind of getting everything off of his chest.
Well,
we're still hearing two different stories, though, Trey.
That's
we're hearing
the thing.
Two things.
That's why I'm saying niggas got to get to the table and talk like grown men and get their differences out. Everybody, I think, bro. I think everybody. Niggas from league owners saying how they feel to battle rappers saying how they feel and come to some type of agreement, you know?
That's
I know Magic's
true.
Saying that it's not going to help anything, but I disagree with that. I think it helps a little bit. Even if it helps 20%, it's going to help some type of way. I'm not saying you're gonna get everything. Everything's going to be hunky-dory and, you know, kumbaya type shit. But just to have that talk and that summit and just voices to be heard. And that's all niggas really want to be, is be heard. Niggas, a lot of people feel disrespected across the board. So if there's some type of summit and some conference, when you have a problem with somebody, what you do? You call them up and be like, bro, I got a situation. We need to talk. If you're doing business, it should be the same way also. Because I don't care what nobody says. One hand washes the other. The league owners got the platform for the battle rappers to rap, and it helps out the platform, helps out the league. So one hand washes the other. I always say it's 50-50, man. And that's just what it is.
And that's true. It is 50-50. You're right. When it one hand washes the other, you know, it's just some of these things happen. You know, I get family situations happen. But where I agreed with Surf and Verb, from what they said before, and Magic, I don't think the URL should have done that as far as on the stage and with the tweet. I didn't like the Pray for St. Louis tweet, to be honest. We never heard that before.
I didn't like that shit at all. I don't like that shit at all, Timbo. I'm going to keep it real. That shit is not cool. And Smack was probably saucy as fuck, drunk up. Look it up on Hennessy.
Yeah.
And as a business owner, you can't really be saying that shit on cam. I mean, you can't.
You can't say that about Young Ill. No, you can't say that. Call Ill crackhead, this and that. You can't do that, yo. That's not, you know, it's not cool. It's not cool. So, you know, I guess maybe when this all blows over, everyone will learn something from it. This is just how it goes. But we're just waiting for the next caller to call up. Dre, give me a minute. I texted him already. So, let's see here. I guess what we could do until this man calls up, Dre, we wanted to do a quick segment on this, was talk about this URL Traffic 2 card coming up. LA, it's happening. It's happening. Traffic 2, the new the West Coast event, thrown by Smack, of course. So I think we should break down this card real quick. I think it's going to be dope. The exact date is September 11th. It's a Sunday at the Airliner in Los Angeles. Once again, this is Smack URL Traffic 2 card, September 11th in LA. Now, I'm going to name the battles off, and then we can go over a few of them here. From the bottom up, we're going Prophecy versus Jay Dennis, H.A. Double versus Stewie Newton, Danny Myers versus Young Cannon, YK, KG the Poet versus DNA, Passwords versus Briz Rothstein. Now, Dre, I know we talked a little bit about it already. A couple of these guys we don't know, you know, not too familiar with their stuff, so we're going to do a few of these battles right here. The top three, Danny Myers versus Young Cannon. Who you got?
My nigga, let me just say this right here. This is going to be a bar fest battle. If you're looking for performance and niggas doing antics and all kind of crazy shit, that's not going to happen on this battle. Why? Let me say this about Young Cannon right now, bro. One of the most underrated dudes in battle rap, hands down, is YK. And my nigga, not for nothing, YK be chiller. YK be JC, YK be the few niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think YK's dumb nice. I fuck with Danny Myers, B, but I'm going YK, though, 2-1.
You're going YK 2-1? Mm-hmm. I was really hoping you went with Danny Myers just so I can rebuttal this and tell you who I'm going with. I have seen Young Cannon battle live before, and who the hell was he battling? Did he battle Steam at the first, at the other Traffic event? I want to say.
Yeah.
But he put
him. No, YK battled. YK battled Rum Nitty. No, was it Rum Nitty? It was Steam. Steam's, you're right.
No,
it was Steam. You're right.
He battled Steam.
Yeah.
He battled Steam.
Yeah, my bad.
And he went crazy, Dre. He crazy. So, I mean, seeing him live is different, man. He had the room shaking, and he's done great in his other battles, too. I mean, he did get beat by Swave, but let's be real. Like, he beat Magic. Like, he beat B-Magic. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people, you know, and I think this was Magic's prime, too, or coming up to his prime, and he beat Magic. You know, he put on some great performances. I'm going YK 2-1 as well. 2-1.
Yeah. But I'm not going to front Danny Myers, but this should be a dope battle.
It's going to be a great one. Now, let's go to the next one. Let's do KG the Poet versus DNA. Who you got?
I fucks with KG the Poet. Think Son is nice. But I'm going DNA 2-1, man.
Why?
DNA. What you mean, why? DNA's nice, B. I think it's hard to beat, son. He's hard to beat.
Man. I just wanted to hear the reason.
I just think DNA is more seasoned. I just think freestyle ability to get back into the writings.
Yeah.
WX is high right now. I'm going DNA, man.
You going DNA?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going. Oh, man. You know what? KG is nice. I was there. I'm not bragging or nothing. I'm there. You know, I was on stage when he battled B-Magic right there. Tell you what, I'm going to go 2-1 KG. KG is not bad, but I think he will beat DNA. I think it'll be close, though. I'm going KG 2-1 on this one. KG 2-1 over DNA. Now, to this main event of this one, Pass versus Briz. Briz versus Pass, however you want to put it. Who you got in this? This is going to be crazy.
Well, damn, Pass is URL debut. Talk about long overdue, my nigga.
That's a fact.
That shit is long overdue, bro. Pass versus Briz, man. This is going to be fire, I think, son. I'm going Pass, though, B. For a couple of reasons. Pass is a veteran. Pass making his URL debut. I ain't taking nothing away from Briz. This isn't Cali. I think Pass is going to try to show up. And no shade to Briz. I think Pass got a little better pen than Briz in a room setting like that. Not saying that's where Briz come from, in small rooms, but I'm going with Pass, though, B.
I feel the exact same way. I mean, you said it. I think Pass's pen is better than Briz's. I think he can structure better as well. I think his flow is really, really good, too. And I think he's going to win in that type of a crowd right there. You know, I think he'll be able to show out pretty crazy. So I'm going to go Pass 2-1 as well. But I wouldn't be surprised if he actually edged each round.
Yeah.
I think he could.
I'm giving Briz a round off. The Briz going to go off, though.
Giving Briz a round over here. This is Dre giving Briz a round.
I fuck with Briz.
Dre giving out rounds like cookies and shit over here, bro. But URL Traffic 2 event, September 11th, at the airliner. Tickets are on sale now. I believe Smack URL steps foot back on the West Coast for a second time. Traffic 2, go get your tickets, man. But in the meantime, I'm having this guest call up real quick. Seeing where he's at. I don't know if you're texting him or not, but I sent him the number. Ask him if he's ready. Let's see. I just asked him one more time, see if he can call up. Shout out Magic coming on the show again, yo. Shit. Mm-hmm. Crazy. I'm going to let you set this one off with Norb, though.
Yeah.
Dre's going to set this one off with Norb. That's just how it goes. That's just how it goes. It'll be good, though, man. Kind of get, you know, we already got both sides of the story, but we had Magic come up here, and I guess you can kind of say rebuttal what Beasley said, but it sounds like there was a grown man conversation that happened, and hopefully we can make some, it's just, you know, he was saying he doesn't know if they could do business in the future, you know?
Yeah, that's why I say better family than he's not talking, a lack of communication.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So.
No, you better hurry up.
I don't know, I'm hoping. Nora's about to call right now, bro. He just texted me, yeah. So let's see. Right. Let's see. I'm
trying to lay down.
Let's see. All right, so let's get him on the phone right now, man. So be good. We got to inform him what's going on. Trey, you need to set this one up. We're going to get this man on the phone right now. Street star Norb. Norb, what's good, man?
What's up, man? I like to be called Angry Norbs.
Angry Norbs over here. This
Angry,
fucking guy.
Angry Norbs. What's up, guys?
Norb, what's good, my nigga?
Shit, man. Stuck in fucking traffic, man. Like, you know.
Good. So you got time to talk.
Yeah, I do, man. Some girls got mad at me because I asked for a naked picture, and she was like, no. She just fucking. She told me never text her again, man. I really wanted to have sex with her, man. So she wanted money for the picture, and I was like, you know what? I'd pay for that, and you know, she wasn't happy with the offer, so you know, whatever.
I got the new nickname. This is Norbs, aka Mr. Never Paying for Nudes, right here. Never paying for nudes, Norbs, right here.
I'll pay for a nude though if it's worth it. Like I'm like, damn, man, it's like collecting cards, you know. I pay for sex. I pay a lot of things.
Okay.
It's cool.
Fucking
Norbs, man. You guys have never paid for sex? Huh? Are you fucking serious? Jesus Christ. I guess it's only me. But anyways, what's up, guys?
Norbs, what happened? How was yesterday's event, man? Talk about it today, the Ball Legacy.
Oh,
today,
man. Shit. It was dope, man. Regardless of everything that fucking happened this weekend, the event was phenomenal. I was very satisfied with it. It was funny, I was just doing another interview with your ex coworker, and he had asked me what was the best performance. And I was just like, honestly, there's so many fucking good. This is the first time I think I left an event where there was so many dope battles that I was like, fuck, I don't know which one to drop first. The fuck, you know, and it wasn't like it ended bad. Like, a lot of things turned out it was crazy. So it's like, Jesus Christ, I really don't know what battle to drop first. I was thinking Daylight versus Mike D, which is phenomenal.
That's what everybody's talking about.
You know, it was a great battle. Like, you know, Mike D was great. Daylight was great. Then I was like, how about the 1 million Nil Will? Another fucking great battle. Then Chess and the Saga. It was just, there was one bad battle the entire weekend. Which was St. Mike and Cole Montana. I don't know what the fuck Tone was on, but it wasn't good. But
he's
it was
one
really
good.
I didn't, yo, bro, it was bad. Tone Montana was so bad, he was like, bro.
Yeah, he stumbled all three rounds.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck was the matter with him. I don't know what he was smoking, but, you know, whatever. But, yeah, what's up, guys? Talk to me.
Norbs, what's going on with it? It feels like in the air, it's URL. That's what I'm getting from this weekend. URL versus St. Louis, man.
It's definitely not URL versus St. Louis. I got a lot of love for St. Louis. It's not URL versus anybody, to be honest with you. To be 100% honest with you, I didn't realize, like, you know, Beasley put the St. Louis thing? What is it, favorite St. Louis? I think it was more of a sarcastic dig at Young Hill because everybody knows, you know, or the elephant in the room is that he's whatever, you know. and I think it was a sarcastic dig at him, which, you know, he should have expected for the simple fact of, you know, you didn't call, you didn't do anything. You didn't send out a smoke signal, an SOS, anything. I made various calls and to no avail. So, I mean, how do you expect somebody to react? You know?
Yeah.
And I seen his reaction. Apparently, Smack did some fucking retarded interview and said something about a crackhead, and, you know, he got upset.
Yeah.
But I actually got to see the interview. Smack didn't call him a crackhead, though. That's the crazy thing. So, you know, he just.
I think he
said,
repeated what Wavy said by Wavy.
Which was a reference to Clean backing out and this guy backing out. And he just basically reiterated what he said. He basically, well, not reiterated, but he, you know, he basically, you know, stated what the guy said, which honestly wasn't probably the brightest move on Smack's part. But, you know, it is what it is. Like, what do you expect people to be? Hey, you know, don't worry about it. Thanks for not showing up.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it was extremely unprofessional. It was just bad, like, to be honest. I heard, I didn't see the interview or nothing, but I heard Averb did an interview and something about, I didn't get the whole thing why they were so upset, to be honest with you, because it looked fishy, you know what I mean? It looked extremely fishy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I spoke to Magic this morning, and we cleared the air, actually. And, you know, he just really expressed the fact that he did express remorse towards the situation, basically stating that, you know, he didn't want to, not sure if he's done so many battles with us, that he would never want to make it look like he was in cahoots in the situation. He stated to me that he didn't know that it wasn't going to come. And also that, you know, he doesn't really associate himself with those other guys, which I've known for years. So we basically got into his griefs that he has with us. And you know, we kind of ironed some of them out, to be honest. So, you know, we spoke on it, and basically I told him, you know, the only thing that's going to fix this is if you do the battle. If you send the money back, to be honest with you, it's just going to leave a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. And I'm not talking about me. I'd like the money back with them, so, but a lot of the fans are not going to get what they wanted. So I was just like, you know, that's what I suggest to be done. I don't know, Magic, we're supposed to talk to tonight or tomorrow. I told take some time to think about it. So, I mean, but I've yet to speak to Young L. I haven't spoken to Young L in a long time. The last one I heard to Young L, I had with Young L, was basically I didn't like the shot that he took at me at Unfinished Business. I thought it was not cool because, you know, I thought that was my man. But apparently I thought that was
funny. He took a shot at you, Unfinished Business?
Yeah, he just referenced the situation, you know, the whole grill thing, and I just was like, I thought that was corny. Especially thinking that, you know, that was my friend, to be honest, because that was a situation that, you know, of course you're going to be sensitive to it because there's a lot of things that went down in that situation. And for somebody that you considered a friend to do that, I kind of took it like, wow. Like, when people were calling him a junkie and all that stuff, I was somebody that stood up for him. So, you know, I took that a little more offensive than anything. But apparently, you know.
He did respond. He did respond today. I believe he responded today on Twitter saying, you know, he was like, fuck Smack. You know, I know Hitman said something to him, like, yo, you know, about what he said. And then he responded, obviously, best by saying, fuck Smack, no ass. You know, so he has come out of the woodworks a little bit.
And that's an amazing response. The last one before that was he told me that he planned on slapping me and whatever. And that's, I was like, what the fuck is this nigga on? I've never had a negative thing to say about him. If anything, I was very amped up when he was making his comeback. I told people that I believed in him. And for him to disrespect me in that manner was crazy. Because I even called Verb, because I'm very close to Verb, and I was like, yo, what's up with your head? And I told him, basically what I told Verb was, you know, however he wants to handle the situation, we can handle it. Just being...
Nah, but not to the physical, though, no. That shit shouldn't get to the physical.
No, no, no. But I wasn't, it wasn't a threat. You know what I'm saying? It was more like, you know, what the fuck is the, what's the deal? Like,
right,
we can
right,
talk,
right.
We can do whatever. We can meet up. I don't have no ill will towards Young Hill. You know what I'm saying? So, but that was my response. I was like, you know, however he wants to handle this, we can handle it. It wasn't like, hey, I'm going to punch him in the face. It was more like, okay, what does he want to do? He wants to talk. What is he? I'm confused. So when I spoke to her, Verb said he spoke to him, and basically it was just stated that it was a mistake. He misread something, which kind of came to it. And that's when I felt as if he wasn't going to come. When I heard, when I read that, because I was confused. I was like, okay, he's obviously upset about something, and anything's going to trigger this man, because I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I got the inclination that he wasn't going to come. And that's why I had a backup plan already set in to basically have Verb come with him in a sense to, you know, be a paid babysitter in a sense, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, like I said, I got a lot of love for Young Hill, man. Like, I'm not mad at him. I'm just disappointed. You know, I thought that maybe we weren't friends. Maybe in his head, we were never friends like that. I thought we were. I just expected at least a phone call.
Yeah.
But apparently, he doesn't feel like he did anything wrong, which is odd to me. You know, I see a lot of fans like, he had a baby shower. What? The fuck does that
mean?
Yeah,
that's...
You know, you had the event, you could have hit me 3 weeks ago and said, listen, I'm not going to show. Or, listen, I can't do this.
Because if you have a baby shower, you kind of know the baby shower, what day is happening. Hello, ding, ding, ding. Same day as fucking Born Legacy. You know, let me tell these niggas ahead of time, or try to tell baby mama, let me reschedule it for that next day, or, you know what I mean? There's many ways you can finagle that situation.
But there was, first of all, listen, man, if anybody feels like he had any intention of doing that battle, they're retarded. I thought he did. Averb assured me he did. And he obviously didn't. You know, he just, I mean, if you lay out all the cards, it's basically like, okay, fuck you, and that's it. That's pretty much it. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a phone call. It wasn't anything. So, I mean, like I said, I got a lot of love for Hill, and I just wanted answers, and apparently he's just really upset at him. For what reason? I have no clue. I really couldn't tell you why he would have a reason to be upset at us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Prior to the crackhead statement, you know what I'm saying? You know, I really couldn't sit there and be like, well, there was an incident here. No, I have no fucking clue. So, you know, I thought it was unwarranted for him to do that. It was extremely unprofessional, and I thought maybe something happened to him, because he's never been one to, you know, leave us hanging dry. So for him to do that, you know, it was to me... extremely unprofessional. I wish that he would have reached out or something.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, we had Magic just call up here. And, you know, he obviously heard the Beasley interview about what was going on. And, you know, kind of what he was saying was, so Beasley explained the situation of, you know, Magic was down there, and then he asked Magic what would it take to come up. Magic said a certain amount of money. Beasley was like, yo, perfect, we got it, come up, I got you, right? I'll give you this bag, and we'll put it towards another battle, but I'll pay you now for it, pretty much, you know? So Magic was saying, you know, that wasn't the case. I told him to get me the money by a certain time. He didn't get me the money by a certain time, so I said I'm not going on the plane. You know, that made me see the business there. So he said that there was a certain amount of time that Beasley was supposed to send the money over to St. Louis, not wait for Magic to come to New York. So, you know, we have two different things kind of being said.
Well, for one, you know, the situation was, from what Beasley explained to me, and after playing that part, what we all basically discussed was, how can I trust you? I paid you a phone, you're not coming. So if you get on the plane, I'll send it there. Which, it's fair. Like, how can I trust you if you just told me you're not coming? You know what I'm saying? So it's just a lot of issues behind the scenes that are making people feel weary, and I guess that's basically what it was. Would I feel comfortable sending somebody money after paying them before I get on a plane? No. It's not an easy thing to feel comfortable with. So,
I get
why Beasley didn't send it, and we had multiple conversations about it, and of course I'm going to back up my team, you know? But at the same time, it's like when Beasley hit him the next day, he didn't want to do it. So, regardless if you were still going to get the money or not, you should have just did it.
Yeah.
Do you think
the battle will happen? Do you think the battle will happen with B Magic and Av after Magic just put out his first round? I'm sure he can write another one, of course, but you know what I'm saying.
Listen, he told me that he was going to take that down when we had our conversation, and apparently it's still up. So, I'm a little confused about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it still up? Because he had told me he was going to take it down.
It's still up. It's up. Yeah.
All right, so how do I respond to that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In our conversation, he says to take it down. I said, all right, cool. Now maybe he can just write another round. That's a possibility. So, I don't know. I really don't know. But he did tell me he was going to take it down. We did speak on possibly him doing it again. You know, doing the battle. But I can't really speak to Magic. Like, it's really upsetting.
Yeah.
I told him I'm willing to do it in a Born Legacy 4. I told him the offer. Or we can do it in a week, you know, or whatever. He has not responded to me about it. He said he's going to take a couple days. So, I'm with doing it, but at the same time, I'm not going to leave it, you know, I'm not going to leave it in the air. We got to make a decision soon. Like
the
money, we're going to do the battle.
Yeah.
It's very...
Yeah. Do you think this whole URL St. Louis thing is just way blown out of... Is this all blown out of proportion?
Word, for real.
I don't look at it as a URL St. Louis thing. Like,
nah, it is though, Norms. It is though, man. Norms, you my nigga. Maybe
not on you guys' side.
Maybe not on URL's side. But I think on St. Louis' side, they really.
Listen.
I don't want to say any feelings, but they really feel some type of way.
This is about three individuals that come from St. Louis that feel disgruntled. This isn't about St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? People try to get people behind them because of strength in numbers. But the reality is, it's about three disgruntled people that have a St. Louis accent. That's really it. It's not about St. Louis. It's not about Nelly Mo. It's not about JD. It's not about none of these guys. It's about Hitman Holler, Averb, Young Ill, and who's the other guy? Hitman? Did I say Hitman or no?
B-Magic.
It's about those guys. It has nothing to do with St. Louis. But when you make it, when you say things like it's a St. Louis thing, it becomes bigger. You try to get people to ride with you. Oh man, Smack don't fuck with St. Louis. It looks big.
Yo.
Yeah, my fault.
That's not the case. You good?
It's a strategy. It's very smart.
Yeah.
Averb definitely read the book, The Art of War. Very intelligent individual. You know what I'm saying? And if you get people to ride for your cause, you know, you can manipulate them however you like. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. It's not about St. Louis. It's about a couple of disgruntled people. You know, however they want to shape it, they can shape it. But that's not what it's about. It's not about St. Louis. It's about three individuals that are upset. You know?
It's crazy.
And it's the truth, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Yeah.
You're not going to tell me that the entire St. Louis... I haven't met everybody in St. Louis. It's not... I'm not biased towards St. Louis.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't believe that at all.
Okay. Have you spoken to all the... You know, obviously, you told us about Magic and Ill, but have you spoken to Verb? I doubt Hitman, right?
The only person I spoke to was A-Verb, and I spoke to... What's his name? Magic. But when I spoke to A-Verb, I was trying to get in contact with Young Ill. So he said he was trying to reach out to him and never could.
Okay.
So that's the last time I spoke to him.
Mm-hmm.
He said Young Ill has all his rounds. He don't know why Young Ill isn't answering the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't spoken to Hitman. We had like a brief encounter on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of been trying to defuse the situation because it's retarded. And Young Ill and me have not spoken since I told you about the words that I felt the way about that time. But
yeah,
that's it.
That's it?
No, there's been no communication.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean? So,
we were talking earlier when I had reached out to you. We were talking to Sue Surf and Verb. You know, kind of about this. They were on the show. They were debating this whole thing about is there preferential treatment. Now, Verb feels that there's obviously preferential treatment for people up there and then not down there. I think that's where the whole URL St. Louis thing came from. You know what I mean? That's just kind of what he expressed to Sturt, and they were talking about it.
So the preferential treatment
of New York battle rappers as opposed to people down there.
What's that?
I guess, you know, business-wise and not having things, you know, like done how they were here and things like that. So that's what was kind of expressed when they were talking.
I mean, last I heard, I know Verb was upset about the fact that he wasn't on the BET site for the shit.
Yeah, he stressed that, yeah.
So that's something that he's upset about. We don't have control over who gets picked. All we can do is suggest. But he did forget to mention that he was in the BET backroom when he was picking him. And that was a luck for him. I can't control the shit.
Mm.
They picked Jazz and they picked John John. They actually picked Tay-Rock and then John John.
Mm.
I can't control that shit. I didn't even know Jazz was on it till the fucking day of, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So it's about that. I know Avery's a good friend of mine, and I know he gets, you know, he gets in these moods.
Mm-hmm.
He's making it. This one has nothing to do with another. Young Ill defending by saying that, you know, by bringing up the BET thing has nothing to do with the fact that Young Ill is 180% wrong for not showing up.
Mm-hmm.
You can't defend that by saying I was in a BET backroom. There's a bias.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Like, one has nothing to do with another. However you want to cut that cookie, there's nothing that makes sense. That makes no sense. Just say St. Louis has got a lot of looks on the URL.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? Hitman's been main event. A-Verb has been main event. We're not biased then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I don't see the bias, to be honest with you. You know? And it's a lose-lose situation. If I put Shotgun Sugar in the BET cipher, there's whatever. I remember that time when St. Louis was more popular because they were more
than New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the New Yorkers felt as if we're being biased towards them. I even felt as if we were being biased towards them at one point.
Mm.
But there was complaints then.
Yeah, I feel you, man.
The thing is, you got to look at it like St. Louis hasn't really been popping on the battle rap scene in a long time. Whose fault is that?
Not. Yeah.
Has Hitman introduced any new talent from St. Louis?
Unfortunately, no.
Nope.
So, you know, Hitman hasn't got on Smack in over 2 years. Young Ill disappeared off the face of Earth. Be Magic, he just went off on his rampage. And Ava has probably been the only one that's been active.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our fault? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys tell me.
No, I feel what you're saying. I think
you know what?
It sounds like everybody that's talking, they just want this shit, you know, water under the bridge. Let's move forward. That's it. You know?
Listen, it's easy to have water under the bridge. It's easy to have water under the bridge when you're not the one that lost money.
No, I feel that, but I'm saying everybody in the situation is like, yo, let's make the battle happen. Let's do it. You know, you come up here, battle Ab, let's do this. But I feel what you're saying, though, about Young Ill, you know?
I mean, Young Ill hasn't reached out to anybody.
The only words that are spoken
out of his mouth is, fuck Smack is a whole-ass nigga. That doesn't say to me, hey, let's redo the battle. It just doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Green Magic has reached out.
Mm-hmm.
Verb has spoken. Hitman has spoken. The only one that hasn't spoken is the guy that caused the problem.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we thought, God forbid, something happened to him. I didn't know. You know, who knows? I didn't know nothing. When someone doesn't call, show, nothing, you know, you kind of worry. Like, yo, is he okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know.
I guess we got to see.
I mean, you guys tell me.
Hopefully someone gets it. Someone's got to get in contact. I agree. You know, he's got to call someone. We want to ask you this. You know, it's a late night. Got to wrap it up with this. John versus Sue Surf. Is this something that the fans are going to get to see? They're selling it.
Well,
they wanted to.
It's up to Surf. John's all in. It's really up to Surf.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm willing to make it happen. John's been great over the last few years. He's probably been one of the most consistent battle rappers, period.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. I'm ready to make
Would you want this to happen? Are you interested in this one?
There's a few battles Surf got left, man. Like, I know Surf Express, he really wants to battle Chess. He told me that. He told me that today. Yesterday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, hell yeah, I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about the Angry Norms movement.
Angry Norms. Right here, man. Angry Norms movement. We're starting it. There we go.
All right. My nigga.
Norms, we appreciate you, man, coming up here. It's always always good to talk to you, bro. Absolutely.
Young man.
All right, buddy. Take care, man. Peace. Shout out Norris coming on the show. Shout out Magic coming on the show. I got too much chopping to do tonight. This shit is not going to be fun, but we're going to make this bitch happen regardless.
Yeah.
So appreciate everybody calling up, man. We did have some callers listening in. Salute to you guys. Once again, shout out B Magic. Shout out Norbs, my bro Dre, Three Letterman, right here. Take us out, my G.
Norbs, shout out Norbs, Magic, PSA, you already know, man.
That's it, bro. We out.